Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Disney Junior Channel has now introduced homosexuality to young preschoolers. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, it's called Doc McStuffins. It's a show about an aspiring doctor who, quote, fixes toys with the help of friends. Features now a family led by two moms in its August 5 episode called The Emergency Plan. This has been re-aired, and although Doc McStuffins has been praised by many cultural critics for its depiction of a young African-American female doctor, it is now under fire for its most recent episode pushing same-sex marriage, and there's a number of facts that you need to know about this. But this is a particular show that has become very popular. It's part of the Disney Junior program for kids. The head of Disney, Iger, said that this was one of two programs that ultimately resulted in some significant revenue stream for Disney. He said this back in 2014, that because of the popularity of this one, they had $1.1 billion in the first quarter of 2014. So this is a very popular show. It brings in a lot of funding for Disney, and now they are targeting young preschoolers. But it's not just preschoolers, because I was talking to someone who knows of an 8-year-old, now not preschool, child who watched it obviously when she was younger and loves this program. So your kids or your grandkids may be watching this. Be alert as to what is the agenda of this program.
You know, and that's really the key, Matt. We have to be informed and not just let the TV be a babysitter for our children. You know, it started with the Beauty and the Beast, where they had a, let's say, a gay moment with two men kissing in there. Started there. It's very subtle, too, the way the enemy works through this. But now it's become more blaring. You've got the creator of the series, who is
Chris
same-sex.
Nee.
Yeah, same-sex relationship. The main voice, Wanda Sykes, is also an advocate for same-sex
relations. She's in a lesbian relationship.
She is, too. And so she says, you know, we're two moms. It's going to be very exciting for my kids to see our family represented. So it's just...
Yeah, this is Chris Nee.
Maddening.
Chris Nee in 2012, in an interview with AfterEllen.com, she explained that she's definitely thinking of ways to make Doc McStuffins. So this is 2012 now.
Right,
and
5 years
now
ago.
She finally, 5 years later, brings it into the program. She says on this program, she says she's definitely thinking of ways to make Doc McStuffins more pro-gay. She says, my son, who has two moms, and it's a huge part of my life as a human being, and it's been an incredible part of the way I see the world and the way I see characters and the way I want to create characters who are incredibly accepting of each other and whatever is happening in their life, she said. She goes on to say, I've never been anything but accepted in the world of writing kids' TV, but I was surprised that Disney has been so beyond willing and excited to sort of publicize this part of my life and this part of who I am, she said. That's progress. She goes on to say, Disney has been happy to celebrate who I am and who my family is. This is Chris Nee, the producer of Doc McStuffins.
You know, it's not about celebrating who she is. I mean, obviously, she's got some confusion going on as far as her sexual identity. You know, we're sorry for that, and she does need help for that. But to go and try to brainwash children, we need to make sure that, you know, that is the message that they're getting across.
That's right. You know, and here it is. She has been planning this, Chris Nee, the creator of Doc McStuffins, for some time, and now she has gotten away with it. And it was August of 2017 when she first introduced the lesbian couple. So here's these little kids. They're preschool. They're 3, 4, maybe 5 years of age. They may be even younger. They're just being entertained. You're looking at this. It's a nice little program. And then, boom, here comes two lesbians. And that's what she's trying to do, to introduce this as normal. And they have used some major voices to be a part of this. Michelle Obama lent her voice to an episode about the protagonist visiting the White House. The episode included a plug for healthy eating and one of the former First Lady's causes. The show specifically aimed at little kids. Common Sense Media says it has positive messages for kids as young as 4, so it's aimed at young children. And the both lesbian moms who voiced the women in this episode, called the Emergency Plan episode, both voices were lesbians. Wanda Sykes was one of the others, one of the voices, and Portia de Rossi lent her voice as well to Doc McStuffins, and they're both open lesbians in real life, and they lent their voices to this. So what we're seeing here, and according to Sykes, she says, with this episode, they see a family that looks like our family. Sykes goes on to say, we're two moms. It's going to be very exciting for my kids to see our family represented.
It just breaks my heart, Matt. I mean, this is just, it's so sad and it's so maddening on the other hand. And Disney also has some a children's book coming out called The Promised Land. That's a love story, quote unquote, between a prince and a farm boy. You know, and to me, it's sad because it just shows these people just need the Lord. I mean, the director of The Beauty and the Beast, which I referred to earlier, had that homosexual moment in there. He said that he wishes he could rip the pages out of the Bible when he stays in hotel rooms. So that just really shows you that they need the Lord. But on the other hand, you don't need to be promoting your confusion and your wrong thoughts to innocent children.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that Disney starts off as this nice family-friendly creation of Walt Disney and creates these great stories and themes. And then they even interjected in one of their classic movies, homosexuality, and now right. They're interjecting it for very young people. So parents and grandparents, those of you who are listening, beware of what is going on within the Disney channels and the Disney program. It's the Disney Junior program, Disney Junior Channel, I guess is what it is, that now is airing this Doc McStuffins. But it's in, I think, what, its fourth or fifth season now.
Yeah, it says we're the fourth premiere, I believe, is going
was 2016, so now we're in 2017. So we're moving into the fifth year of its season. It's very popular. You know, when you have a comedy and you have these little kids' stories, introducing this to young people or to adults from a comedic standpoint,
yeah.
It breaks down these otherwise barriers that you would try to balance it against your own moral compass and begins to make it normal and natural. So don't be surprised when your second grader starts promoting or thinking it's okay for same-sex relationships or same-sex marriage because they may have gotten indoctrinated through Disney. I think it's an outrage, frankly.
Right.
1millionmoms.com has a petition that they are sending to the Disney makers and the Disney producers of this. I think many, many people across the country ought to make their voice known.
Absolutely.
1millionmoms.com has a petition regarding Doc McStuffins.
I mean, everyone has children in their life. Maybe you don't personally have children, but you have children in your life. And so we need to protect them and we need to speak out on this and sign that petition. Let Disney know this is not acceptable. We do not agree with this.
Yeah, and Disney's making lots of money.
Like
I said, Chief Executive Bob Iger cited Disney Jr. Hits like Sophia the First and Doc McStuffins as one of the major reasons that the company saw an 11% climb in consumer products revenue to $1.1 billion for the first quarter of fiscal 2014. I don't know what it is now, but that's according to a report in Forbes magazine. The show focuses on these kids' behavior. That's what they say. The show focuses on teaching kids behavior rather than letters and numbers, according to the article. And the behavior that they're teaching them right now, Holly, is the same-sex behavior. So be careful what your children are watching, not just on this program, but everywhere as well. Don't use the video or the iPad or the smart tablet as just a babysitter. Find out what they're watching. Make sure that what they're watching is what you approve. And moreover, I think it's time to make your voice known. Go to 1millionmoms.com. That's 1millionmoms.com. And you can lend your name to the petition. Voice your outrage to Disney. They are manipulating children. They are gaining lots of money off the backs of your children. and other children as well. This ultimately affects and reorients society as a whole. Make your voice known, 1millionmoms.com. You can also go to lc.org for more information and support Liberty Counsel at the website lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.